Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
You know, it's in my blood. I'm Italian. I grew up with a family that hugs and kisses and shows emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want that in their life, huh?
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I don't know, guys. I'm just saying, I think the show is going to go extremely downhill if I don't get a vacation soon, specifically to the Bahamas, specifically to Atlantis.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Breezy, you got a big trip coming up soon, and one of your friends is asking you to come support her.
Yes.
Her favorite sports team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you dislike sports just as much as you dislike animals. However, one thing I know about you, is you show up for your friends, and I love that about you.
I send it.
You do. You send everything.
And when I was approached from my good friend Leanna about going to a Red Sox game with her.
Boston?
Yeah.
Where? In Boston?
In Tampa.
Oh, they're playing in Tampa.
And we're going to be down there for the Taylor Swift concert. She was like, she's a diehard Red Sox fan. Diehard. And she found out that they were going to be playing down there the day we were supposed to get down there. And she was like, I'm so mad at myself that I didn't check the schedule earlier. We're going to miss the game, this, that, and the third. And I was like, no worries. Let's just change our flight. Southwest is super easy to change a flight on. We were supposed to get in at like 4.
Yeah.
And now we're getting in at like 10 because the game's at 1 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So she's like, we got to go. We got to go. And I'm like, okay, sure.
You ever been to a professional baseball game?
Never.
Really?
Never.
First experience for you.
So I couldn't care less about baseball. Could not care less.
Or about any sport for that matter.
Very true. But it's her thing, she loves it, and for that reason, Sharks, I'm going to send it. I'm going to wear a jersey, I'm going to wear a ball cap, I'm bringing a mitt.
Where are you getting all this memorabilia from?
I don't know yet. I'm going to have to order something.
Are you going to get like an authentic jersey, like a Boston Red Sox jersey?
Probably.
All right.
With Derek Jeter on the back.
Why Derek Jeter?
Wasn't he like one of the main people? Oh, that was the Yankees.
That was the Yankees.
Yeah. So close.
But if you can find a jersey, a Boston Red Sox jersey with Jeter on the back, buy that. I'm sure it's like
$3. Sure.
If you're going to buy an authentic MLB baseball jersey.
How funny would that be?
That's expensive, just so you know. You're going to spend at least over $120.
Really?
Easy.
I'll make one then.
Okay, make it. Yeah, put Jeter on the back.
I just have a Fruit of the Loom shirt with Jeter, number 3 on there.
Okay, Jeter never played for the Sox.
Sure. So, I don't know. I'm just going to bring a glove in case I catch some fly balls.
Okay, yeah. Where are you sitting?
We have pretty good seats, I think.
Okay, great.
Actually.
Now, well, I have a question.
Yeah.
You know how I've been working super hard on like my new hobby? I took up jam skating.
You haven't worked hard at all, actually. We talked about it yesterday. There was no hard work being
done. Basically, you learning how to dance on roller skates, something I've always wanted to do. So when I do my first public skate, are you going to show up for me the way you do for a lot of your friends? Or kind of like the way I did for your 500th spin class, right?
What is there for me to show up for, though?
You would put on skates, and you would do a jam skating session with me.
When you become a professional jam skater, yes, I will.
You'll show up, you'll put on skates, and you'll skate. Be very important to me for you to show up and do that. Bells and whistles on.
potentially, maybe. Or can I just hold a boombox on the side?
No, listen, your spin class for your 500th ride, it was your 500th spin, but it was my first. Never done it ever. And I showed up with new gear, Nike shorts, new socks.
You were also 20 minutes late because you were feeding bagels to the birds at Duran. But nevertheless.
I actually thought I was on time.
Sure. I just think for me, like, and for anyone listening, if you are going to a sporting event, a concert, something that, a comedy show, something that you're a stan of, and you bring somebody who particularly isn't a stan,
right,
or isn't as into it as you, which is going to happen, would you rather them send it and pretend for the day and be like, I love the Red Sox, I love all things baseball, get the jersey, get the memorabilia, or would you rather them kind of just like be true to themselves? Because it is fake. They are faking their fandom.
I think it's just them supporting you.
Right.
I personally, when I'm in a relationship, I think that's one of the most attractive qualities. Because, you know, I'm a huge
qualities
Buffalo.
Of you or qualities of your partner?
My partner. I'm a huge Buffalo Bills fan, and one of the girls I was dating could care less about football. But she showed up one time just dressed to the nines in Bills gear. And I was like, that's awesome. She's like, well, if it's your team, it's my team. I was like, that's hot. You know, and it's like that was just her way of showing I support you. If it's something you're interested in and something you like, then I'll show up for you.
Right.
And I think it's great that you're doing that, because I think that's one of the reasons too why you have a lot of friends. Because you're very just, you know, you do that. You're very supportive. Like the way I am to you, 24/7.
Sure. I was having a conversation with my girlfriend yesterday, and she loves this artist, and he's coming to Syracuse. And she's already seen him before this year.
Yeah.
But he's coming to the amphitheater. And I was like, do you want to go with me? Like, do you want to go together? And she's like, it's not really your thing. I'm like, I know, but it's your thing and we can have fun together. And she's like, okay, cool. Like, I don't know. I like seeing the joy on like the people that I love's faces.
Right.
Like, there's nothing more exciting to me than like seeing someone that I love be super into something and like excited and overworked. And like, I don't know. It's just like overwhelmed by the whole situation.
I'll really always reciprocate too. Like, they show up for me, I'm absolutely going to show up for you.
Yeah, like...
My ex-girlfriend, huge country star. I hate country music.
She was a star? She was a country star?
Yeah.
No, she was a country singer?
No, I mean, she tried. But listen, here's what I'm saying. Here's the story. She loved country music. I did
not. Not you going, huge country star, massive... dated Carrie Underwood.
I wish.
Okay.
So she drags me to this country concert, this show. I had zero interest of going. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm already, this is painful. This is going to be a painful experience.
Yeah.
I'm not a country fan. I've tried many, many times to get into the music. And it is what it is. But she was super excited about it. So I was like, sure, I'll go to the show. And I went. And it was fine. But she's hungry. She's like, can you go wait in line, get some wood-fired pizzas? Sure. Okay. I got no problem walking out of here for a few minutes. And I leave. And of course, I'm gone for like 30 minutes because I got to wait in line. And then when I get back, she's pissed. Where were you? It's like, you asked me to go get food for that long. Took you 30 minutes. You missed half the show. I was like, what do you want me to do? Can't win.
Every single time you share a story about your dating past, it makes me just cringe. Where were you picking up these women? Highmaintenance.com?
Grindr.
You're done.
You, too, can be the center of attention. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.